1045, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt Sports.
The Zone.
Live from the Commodore Grill in Nashville, Vanderbilt Baseball is on the air. Digitech presents your chance to talk live with head baseball coach Tim Corbin on the Commodore Call-In Show from the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Digitech, Nashville's premier dealer of digital document and imaging solutions. The Commodore Call-In Show is also sponsored by Dish Network. Now get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 for 6 months. The Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. Delta Airlines. Delta is proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select, proud partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt baseball. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Well, it's great to be with you. Our final Commodore call-in show of the season as we talk Vanderbilt baseball for this next hour with head coach Tim Corbin. And it's always good to come in here riding a four-game winning streak, which is what the Commodores are doing right now. Great win midweek at Louisville, very big win. And then at home this weekend, Hawkins Field, and controlled the home field and won three straight against Mississippi State. So Vanderbilt now 10-10 in Southeastern Conference play and 27-17 overall. And prospects for postseason improved quite a bit over the past week. And we certainly welcome your questions, 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE for your questions for Coach Corbin. And before we talk about this weekend and how good it was, because it was an excellent weekend, I want to go back to Wednesday, because and you and I've talked about this. If there are a couple of spots in this season that stand out, maybe by the time we're done, one is going to be coming back from seven down against Florida on Sunday to win that game and win that series. The other, I believe, is going to be Brian Harris's ninth inning at bat at Louisville, bases loaded, down one, fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch, and earning the walk to tie the game.
You know, we're on the same wavelength. I mean, that's exactly what it was, because that put us back in that game. That was a tough ball game, because we had been coming off a tough series, and then Giobbe was sick going into that game. So there were a lot of weird things happening, but we pitched well enough, and then got some key at-bats at the end. And as you mentioned, Harris is, you know, and it's ironic that he's SEC Player of the Week,
yes,
which you'll probably mention.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ironic that he had that at bat to get us going, and then come into this weekend and pick up on that and just have a great weekend, because he led us all weekend offensively.
He was amazing. He is Southeastern Conference Player of the Week. That was named today after the Commodores. He went 10 for 22 this week. Three doubles, two home runs, seven runs batted in, and in the Mississippi State series, he was just spectacular. 8 for 13, a couple of home runs, four runs batted in. He played great defense. He was everything you could have wanted in that leadoff spot.
Walk on, you know, it's a kid who came into our program and was a walk on, and even some of the players who are still working out here that are going off and playing independent baseball this week, they're saying it's amazing just to see his body language on the field. He's pulling hidden ball tricks. He's when the catcher throws down to second base, if he doesn't have the runner, he acts like the ball's going
exactly
into the outfield.
Yep.
And the only miscue, and he'll tell you this, and this still bothers him, is the fly ball that was hit in the ninth inning on Friday night, in which he called too early and should have been called off, and it dropped in, and then they hit a two-run home run to make it 8-6. But outside of that, you can't ask too much more of your shortstop to do it offensively and defensively the way he did.
There was a lot of talk about that play, mm-hmm. and how much of that was, you know, Brian, a veteran, trying to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Jordan in center field, who hasn't been out there that much.
Right.
And that's a play that, in the grand scheme of things, he should probably take control of.
Macias makes that play in his back pocket. Jordan can make that play, but he let Harris give away a little bit because he hasn't been out there and he
right.
doesn't feel so sure of himself. But Jordan can make that play as well. So that's exactly what happened. It was a kid who wanted to take over, wanted to catch the ball, but he drifted a little bit. You still had a little bit of wind blowing out to center field on that particular ball. and it just dropped in. But it didn't cost us, and as I told the guys, the bottom line is we won, and we got to win tomorrow. So that's what happened.
And that's exactly what happened. 737-1045-1866. 492 zone for your questions for Coach Tim Corbin. Big weekend coming up. Commodores go to South Carolina, three games against the Gamecocks, and they are really critical in the SEC standings, so we're looking forward to that trip. This presentation of the Commodore Cullen Show brought to you in part by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of Vanderbilt Athletics. We'll come back to your questions right after this.
Creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores receive. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of those popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
My name is Matt Garrett, and I make really, really big checks for a living. You know, making big checks for a living makes me really popular with the ladies. They all say, Matt, I wish I could find a man like you that makes really big checks. Well, I have to remind them that I don't make the really big checks for myself. I make them for all the people who are winning by playing the Tennessee Lottery. There's an average of over $1.5 million won every day. That's who I make the big checks for, ladies. That kind of makes them lose interest. Anyway, play the Tennessee Lottery today, and you could win one of my really, really big checks, too.
The shirts for your kids' soccer team, the ball caps for your business, and the coffee mugs for your church may all have different names on them, yet they can have one name in common, BrandCentric. We offer you a whole range of promotional products for whatever you need, from sports teams to fundraising or marketing programs to your company store. BrandCentric is a Somme Group company, locally owned, widely trusted. Give us a call at 615-786-0673 and let BrandCentric take care of the rest.
The latest from Knoxville, spring football coverage, and everything Big Orange. Doug Matthews' Big Orange Sunday. Sunday mornings at 10 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
It's great to have you with us. Our final Commodore call-in show of the season from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt. Since its inception, the Tennessee Education Lottery has raised more than $1.3 billion for education in Tennessee and looks forward to making students' dreams come true in years to come. Here are the standings right now, and the important thing if you're in the SEC is you want to be in the top eight, because the top eight go to Hoover for the tournament. In the East, Georgia is 14-7. Florida is 13-8. Vanderbilt third in the East now at 10-10. South Carolina, whom we play this weekend, 9-12. Kentucky 7-14. Tennessee 6-15. In the West, LSU 14-7. They got a dogfight going in the West. Arkansas 13-7. Ole Miss 13-8. Alabama 12-9. So all those teams just kind of jammed right there together. Auburn 8-13, and Mississippi State now is 6-15. You're at that point in the season, Tim, 3 weeks in the regular season to go. Do you talk to the guys about not paying attention to everybody else?
Not really, because I don't bring it up much anyway. And we basically, you know, I talk about the future, but I rarely talk about the future in the broad term. I talk about what we need to do to control our own destiny. They're very well aware of what's going on, so I don't even get involved in the talk. But, you know, the thing is, it's the same position we've been in most of the time we've been here, and probably the position that most SEC team is, because one weekend can turn or spin your season. And in 2004, that Super Regional team that was two games away from going to Omaha was in worse shape than this team.
Yep.
But as Carter Hawkins pointed out to me in an email the other day, in games 42, 43, and 44, they played Mississippi State 2 and swept them, and we did the same thing, games 42, 43, and 44. So there's a lot of similarities in that group, and now we're 10-10, and that team in 2004 was 10-11.
And it's going to be interesting because the one game you haven't played, the one you lost by the rainout in Arkansas, comes into play. You get into that percentage thing,
right,
and you never know whether that's going to help you or hurt you, do you?
No, I mean, the easy thing to believe is that you would have won that game, but there was, you know, we could have lost that game. I mean, tough to sweep Arkansas at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
So we're 500, and, you know, to be where did we start off? 3-7,
mm-hmm.
And now we're 7-3, and those three losses are a sweep of Alabama. So, you know, we played pretty well. The thing that I like about the team as a whole is the younger kids are starting to get better and better, and that's what I was hoping that would happen. And I was hoping that the pitching would continue to get better as well. And if we can keep Caleb Cotham healthy, then, you know, I think our pitching's in good shape.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. I was going to ask about that because mm-hmm. he's usually your Saturday starter. He didn't pitch Saturday. He pitched yesterday, but you could tell he was not himself. He had moments where he was unhittable, but he was very inconsistent. That's not like him.
No, that's not like him. I mean, and he was in some pain. He had a meniscus issue with his knee several years back, and he tweaked it. So, but his bullpen before the game yesterday, and we held him off till Sunday because he said Saturday he wasn't feeling as good, but Sunday felt good. But and DJ was telling me that his bullpen was outstanding, you know, before the game. Said he didn't miss a spot. But there's a difference between throwing in that bullpen, and when you come out to the game speed kind of takes over, and I think he reheard it. When I went out to the mound, he didn't say anything to me, but I could tell he was feeling bad. So we just got him out of there. But he pitched out of a big jam mm-hmm. that could have turned the game around. Bases loaded, and we get a nice play by Esposito on a ground ball to him, in which he had to throw the ball across the running lane to home plate. And then Cotham gets two strikeouts, so that was big right there.
I thought that was the key to the game. It's amazing, actually. Mississippi State in the game on Sunday twice
right.
had bases loaded, nobody out.
Right.
Both times came away with nothing.
That's big.
Oh, it's amazing.
That doesn't happen. And I would say the Esposito play and then the two strikeouts. Then Richie Goodnow coming mm-hmm. in and getting the big strikeout off of a kid who already had gone deep against us. And then Sonny coming in and getting the strikeout and fly ball to center field. So good pitching, that kind of burst the bubble right there.
How do you approach Sonny with – there's been so much talk about starting. And, oh, he's going to be a Sunday starter or whatever. He keeps coming out of the bullpen. You have to have a guy ready to pitch. How do you get a guy mentally to prepare when he might not necessarily know what his role is going to be?
I think the thing that he's always ready to do is pitch when – he's got a pretty good feel of the coaches, and he's got a pretty good feel of the game. He knows when it's his time to pitch. And we've handed the ball off to Brewer in at the end of the game here as of late. We did it at Louisville, mm-hmm. And then we did it on Friday night as well. But Sonny kind of knows when his time is, and he has no ego, so that's good. It's good to coach kids who don't have an ego and think, okay, I'm the second coming, and I've got to have the ball on Saturday or Sunday. But he handles himself well, and yeah, I think he knew, well, he did know, if Cotham wasn't going to pitch, he was going to pitch. But after that, he just knows he's coming in when it's real, it gets game time.
And he was very good in that performance on Sunday. Mm-hmm. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Be sure and join us here for the call-in show Monday nights at the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Select Hotel. You can visit live with the coach. Enjoy great food and drink specials. Yogi and his staff do a great job here, as always. I mean, it's we look forward to coming here every Monday night. It's just a very special place. They treat us very well. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Next one, Mr. Horner tells me, is August 31st. You've already calculated, haven't you? So, Jeff, I'm telling you, we are on top of this. So football season will be here before you know it. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Back with more right after this.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real man of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy. You know everything there is to know about the world of sports, except how to play them.
No coordination.
You talk sports for 8 hours a day, which is 7 hours and 45 minutes more than anyone listens.
Is anybody out there?
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Unathletic Supporter.
Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk
Bud
Radio
Bud Light beer
guy.
At Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.
Commodore fans know that the Vanderbilt Bookstore has what they need for school or play. Football season is a distant memory, but baseball is back in Nashville. With the doors on the diamond looking to reach the top. For the latest in baseball apparel, the Vanderbilt Bookstore has what's hot for 2009. Shop in-store or online at VanderbiltBookstore.com. Vanderbilt Bookstore is located on campus in Rand Hall. Go Door!
Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have met or exceeded thousands of Middle Tennesseans' quality expectations. Proven by our 98.5% satisfaction survey, we build relationships, not just customers. All repairs guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle. A real promise when a company's been around for over 40 years. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and Gallatin, or at BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and Tennessee Titans.
Talk Nashville sports with the Tennesseans, David Clymer, presented by Stogie's Ales and Fine Cigars. Tuesday afternoons on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
This presentation of the Commodore Call-In Show brought to you in part by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of Vanderbilt Athletics. The Commodore is a three-game series coming up this weekend in Columbia, South Carolina against the Gamecocks. And you can say it however you want it. It's a big series for both teams, as both these teams fighting for a spot in Hoover in the SEC tournament. So it should be quite a battle there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's go to the phones. Chris in War Trace, Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Just want to say hello to Coach Corbin. I meant to call him probably later on this week, this question, but I was driving home. Thought I'd just call in and ask it anyway.
Okay.
I want to, how do you prepare your team for the tournament? Do you do anything different in practice, and what exactly would you tell them, or would you do different that you might do through the course of a regular season?
Good question, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, I don't know. We've done this a couple years, and we've played well in the tournament once we've gotten there. I think the kids have fond memories and have a lot of confidence when we go to a tournament like that, but I don't know how we approach it any different than anyone else other than the tournament for us, whether we were in 2007 a number one seed,
right,
or whether we were in 2004 a number six seed, meant nothing to us. It's just a tournament that we want to win. And, you know, even in 2007 when we lost the first game to Tennessee, I think most people thought back then, they said, well, you know, Coach pitched off. He didn't pitch Price, because they knew, well, that really had nothing to do with it. I was trying to give Price another day. But I felt even after that, once Price pitched the second game, I thought we were going to win that thing, just because I knew that we got over the hurdle. But I don't think I approach it any different in practice. Practice to me is just we don't have a situation where we turn the switch back on. The switch is always on. And as far as I'm concerned, practices are games for us. That's why I want to try to make the games a little bit easier for the kids, because we compete in practice all the time. It might just be a little bit shorter in duration, but in terms of what we do, we do the same thing. We I'd say we get after it pretty good.
Is it fair to say that coaches approach the SEC tournament differently?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I mean, there's a few teams, I won't say anything,
right.
You know, but sure they do. I mean, there's teams that lose twice and are glad to just get out of there. But what do you want to do, go home and practice? I mean, that's, you know, that, I just want to play. You want to play for something. I know the kids do, and that's what I said after we lost to UT. I said, well, we didn't want to go back to Nashville and just, you know, take a couple of days off. I said, let's get better. I said, the only way you get better at tournaments is by playing in them and winning games in them because you prepare kids. And that's why I thought Tyler Roden, you know, even though we didn't win that regional, the fact that Tyler Roden pitched in the championship game against Arkansas prepared him to pitch against Michigan and kept us in the game. And I think that's what tournaments are for.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Brian in Hermitage, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Tim Corbin.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Brian.
Good. I'm a huge Vandy fan. I call into the football and basketball shows a lot, and I've really enjoyed since you've been there because you seem to approach the game the way that I've always approached the game and played it. I've played from Pee Wee up through 4 years of college in a small Louisiana college, and I've kind of gotten back really thinking about the game because my son just turned 5 and I'm coaching his Pee Wee team. But what I've noticed in my sort of absence from paying attention is just how much the perception of the kids have changed. They, you know, a lot of them, you know, think that they're, you know, prima donnas, and they've all got their own equipment, their own bats, and they all think that they're Albert Pujols. And you really seem to come from a purist perspective of the game, just playing for the love of the game. So my question is, you know, is it difficult for someone like you with your background to deal with and manage kind of the attitudes and kind of perceptions that kids today have as they approach the game? I just would appreciate hearing kind of your perspective on that, and good luck to South Carolina.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I probably am totally against that just because that's not the environment I came from. I mean, my background in New Hampshire was one of there wasn't much glory in my baseball career, so that's probably why I was coaching at age 21. So I'm more in tune with the blue-collar kid for sure. There are some very good players that come into our program, and I don't like, we call them silver spoon kids. I don't like kids who come in with overbearing parents. I just want kids that you can coach that have thick skin. You can say something to them. They're not going to crawl in a hole, and, you know, they're going to fight for the school and fight for their team. I do enjoy tough kids, so... from that perspective, it's really changed, though, because the recruiting part of it, and I don't say this about all parents, but a lot of the parents are so overly involved, it doesn't make you feel good. So back in the day, 20 years ago now, I guess when I first started, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw games and Legion games, and people were on teams. People weren't going to showcases, and people weren't going to showcase their kid, and they didn't have advisors. I mean, an advisor for what? You know, 2 years ago, there was a kid on our team who came up to me, and I won't mention his name. He was a good kid, but, he was a good player, but he wasn't a drafted player. And he said, hey, Coach, you really think I should get an advisor? And I said, yeah, if you're having problems in one of your classes, I really think you should get some advisor. But he wasn't talking about that. He thought, I wasn't talking about the draft with him.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's amazing how much has changed. And tell me, you can answer this or not.
Yeah.
Do you talk to the parents before the season?
Before?
Yes.
No. I mean, it depends. I mean, I have a kind of a rule with the kids, and that is the fact that, you know, your parents are great supporters of our program, and we're very fortunate to have parents who support the kids mm-hmm. and the program. They travel well. And I like that. But we also have an understanding, too, as I tell the kids, is, you know, your parents don't call me and ask me about playing time. I said, that's just something between you and me. I said, Derek Jeter's mother was not calling Joe Torre and saying, why isn't my child batting third tonight? You know, it just doesn't happen. They're men, and we make the decisions. You make the decisions for the common goal. So it's a good understanding. The parents are good about that. I mean, they're good with the kids, and they let us coach them.
I can't believe that a Red Sox fan referenced a Yankee.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't know why I did.
Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable.
Because only a Yankee parent would call.
I knew that's where you were going.
737-1045,
1-866-492 zone. Richard, Scott, Lance, stay on the line. You're next when we come back right after this.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people. Bacon, making, smile, making, baloney, making people.
Hey, what's wrong, man? Come on, report it.
My glasses are missing.
Oh, Jim didn't tell you? Yeah, because of the ticket booking fees, we had to sell a few things online.
Is that why Reynolds over there has a dragon costume on instead of a suit?
Yeah, booking fees.
How do you get the tail through security?
Change is not having to come up with extra money when you book your flight. Because unlike other travel sites, when you arrange your trip on Delta.com, you're entitled to no booking fees. Delta.com has it all. Fast forward your travel at Delta.com.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
7-year-old Amanda just got an A on her book report. As a reward, Mom took her out for an ice cream sundae, Amanda's favorite treat. On the way, an impaired driver ran a light and smashed into them at 80 miles per hour, killing Amanda and her mother instantly. And now you know why the Tennessee Highway Patrol is out 24/7 on the hunt for anyone driving under the influence. If you booze it, you'll lose it. This message brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
A TV anchor, a titan, and a topper. Mark, Frank, and Kevin. The Wake Up Zone, weekday mornings on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
Vanderbilt travels to South Carolina, takes on the Gamecocks, a three-game series starting on Friday as the Commodores try to solidify their spot in Hoover, Alabama in the SEC tournament. Hey, it's kind of that time of year, and I know parents are thinking about it, so go to VUCommodores.com. For a listing of camps taking place on campus this summer, you can click on the athletics tab for camps, football, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, tennis, baseball. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of them, don't you?
We've got three. We've got two youth camps and then a high school camp that we run. It's pretty consistent all the time, and we do our one winter camp too, but they're attended pretty well with a lot of people in this area.
Yeah, they've really grown over the years, haven't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I remember when we first did it, I think we just had one youth camp, then we spread them out to two, but yeah, we'll have, you know, a lot of kids, 150 to 200 kids at each session, so it's pretty good, and I enjoy it, and I enjoy being there. The only way I will run a camp is if I'm there every minute. I don't play golf, and I don't do anything else, so it just makes sense to spend my time out on the field.
Have you ever played golf?
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
I need one more thing to frustrate me, Joe.
Trust me, it would.
Yeah, I know. I don't have that type of the match, personality match, no.
Football's also excited. A new Future Stars camp coming up in June for 6th through 8th graders, so check into that at VUCommodores.com. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Murfreesboro, thanks for holding your own with Coach Tim Corbin.
Hello, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Richard.
I had a pleasure of meeting you a couple of years ago at a Riverdale game, and I've been umpiring for a long time, and I want to ask you about a couple of your players. I want to stay off the soapbox of those showcases and what a ripoff they are, but I do want to talk about a couple of players.
Okay.
Obviously, being from Murfreesboro, you know I umpired David Price growing up,
mm-hmm.
but also two freshmen that no one, you know, some people are starting to learn more and more about throughout the SEC, and I'd like for you to discuss Drew Fan and, of course, Sonny Gray for me a little bit and the progress throughout the season. And Drew Phan's really surprised me about how much playing time he's gotten and how well he's done. And I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit for me, please.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I will. Drew Phan's quite a story because he came in here as kind of an unheralded catcher. He's a very bright kid, and I went down to see him. He wanted to come to Vanderbilt and gave him the opportunity to do so. He redshirted last year, and quite frankly, he was the third catcher coming in. But with the injury to Curtis Casale, who needs Tommy John surgery, by the way, and is playing first base through an elbow injury, and then Andrew Giobbe's injury, we made Aaron Westlake a catcher and then caught Drew Phan. And Drew's been good for us. I mean, he really has. As I said, you know, I think a few times on the show and even a few times to him, that he wasn't ready to play at this juncture of his life, but he had to. And he's done a good job of receiving the ball. And I'll tell you something else that it goes without notice sometimes is the way he hits the ball. I mean, his first AB this year, he steps in at Lipscomb and hits a grand slam home run.
Right, yeah.
So he puts the ball in play, and he's an eager kid, and he has confidence in himself. So if we didn't have him here, we'd be in a lot of trouble. Sonny Gray, obviously, is a kid that pitched right away for us. I had confidence in him, put him in the Stanford game right away in relief, and you're going to see a lot of him. He's already been invited to Team USA, and he'll do very well. But Sonny is certainly a bright spot in our program.
Certainly is. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. We've got a very dedicated family, the Guthries, down in Jackson, Mississippi. They listen all the time.
Yeah.
Noel is on the phone right now. Noel, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Great,
how you doing,
thank
Coach?
You.
Hey, Noel. How you doing?
Oh, it's great. It was great. It was great to watch you guys the other day down here in Jackson. I think you made all of the Vanderbilt fans happy by sweeping Mississippi State, certainly our family. But and I just wanted to tell you how proud we are of you and of the team and wish you well this next week at South Carolina. I did have one question, though, and I don't know whether you can talk about it or not, but what was the reason the Mississippi State coach got so upset? I couldn't really understand, and I was looking on the Internet. There was some comment about him not being pleased the way the on-deck circle was situated or something like that, but apparently his man had just hit a home run, and then he seemed like he really got upset. Again, I don't know, you know, whether you have an explanation for it, but I'd like to hear anything you can say, and we just want to wish you well this coming week.
Thanks a lot, Noel. The only explanation I can give you is the fact that when a new pitcher came in, we had a couple guys on deck, and the umpire didn't say anything to us, and you can only have two people out there. You have the hitter who's going to hit and the on-deck hitter, and we had more than two or three guys, I guess. Now, I didn't realize it at the time. It's, you know, kind of a minutia to me. But they were warned that they had to get their players back in the dugout. And I think at that point, Coach Cohen was just upset and maybe trying to, you know, get his team going a little bit. I'm not sure. But whatever the case, the umpire warned him that the hitters had to get back in the dugout. They couldn't be out in the on-deck circle. And at that point, he got thrown out of the game. So he got suspended for Saturday's game because he had already been ejected earlier in the year. And I think we talked on last week's show, if you get tossed twice, then you have to sit out. And if he gets thrown out again, then he'll have to sit out another game. So he was just suspended for Saturday's game.
Yeah, it was. I literally was looking down, going through my notes, and you know, the pitching change, and I heard a roar. And looked up and saw this rhubarb going on and had no clue where it had come from. And, you know, it's one of those things that I guess it's a calculated risk in some way, but it seemed to come at a bad time for them. I mean, they had just hit the home run. They had the momentum. And then 10 minutes of this and everything kind of calmed down. And what I was most impressed with was Russell. You know, because he came in and he pitched, he warmed up, then he had to wait. Then he warmed up again. Then he had to wait, and he handled it. I thought like a veteran. He was terrific.
Yeah, because the game was getting slowed down. There were two outs.
Yeah.
It was 8-6, and you know we just want to get out of there, and you know not knowing that we will because the game's still on the line. But it did come at an awkward time, and Russell threw some strikes right away, and that's why I think Russell's back to where he is, because even in that situation right there was bang, bang, bang. He hit the strike zone quick and got us out of there. And I like Russell Brewer a lot. He's a calm, calm kid on the mound, and I trust him when he's out there. And he's a good go-to guy, and I'm glad he feels the way he does right now.
Pitched very well over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, he has.
Time for our Ask the Coach question, brought to you by our good friends here at the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt. James asks, and I get this all the time, please tell us about some of the players on the 2007 team, what they're doing now, who's playing ball, who's not. And he said, you know, of course we know about Price and Alvarez, but some of the other guys that come to mind.
Oh, that 2007 team. You got Cody Kroll. Mm-hmm. He's in single A with Dunedin. He's pitching very well. I'm trying to go through there.
It's a list. Well, yeah. I mean, even last year's team, a lot of those guys, I mean, there's, gosh, you could go down the list of Flaherty and Macias. And
yeah.
Mike Baxter, for example, is playing very well in double A.
Yeah, he is. Antoine Richardson. We had 16 players drafted in those 2 years. So we had a lot of players leave our program, which is, you know, kind of, we had 90% of our offense leave last year. So what we're doing right now is with a youth group. But, that's tough to say. Feinberg's playing for Colorado. He's still in extended spring training. Flaherty is playing for Peoria with the Cubs. He's doing okay. He's a teammate of David Macias, who's playing for Peoria. Alvarez is playing for Lynchburg, as you mentioned. My gosh, who else is on that team?
Jacobson.
Jacobson is pitching, but he's in with Detroit. He is in Lakeland, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
It's a nice problem to have when you got that many to think of.
The problem for a coach is this, and the kids get on me. I've said this before, is why don't you stay in touch? And I said, it works both ways, buddy, because every time a class leaves, it multiplies by 10. So you've got another 10 that you got to converse with, or you don't have to, but you want to. It just makes it tougher. But I get that same text every day from David Price. I'll tell you that. He stays in touch.
You're going to have to build a bigger locker room for those guys when they come back.
We sure are.
Yeah.
We need one, yeah.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Guys, stay on the line. We're back right after this.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics, to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores received. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of those popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's Jalapeno Cheddar and Brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Hi, it's Steve from Steam and Boiler Services, responding to your email. Oh, shoot, you found someone else?
Worst case scenario, a small business owner's sales are suffering because he's slow to respond to service requests. Best case solution, mobile email and a small business specialist at a Verizon Wireless Communications store.
Hello, how can I help you? I'm sacrificing sales because I seldom see my email. Well, our mobile email lets you stay in sync. You are a lifesaver.
Email on the go. Another smart solution from our small business toolbox.
Now buy any BlackBerry smartphone and get another BlackBerry smartphone of equal or lesser value free. Speak to a Verizon Wireless small business specialist today about devices that run on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. In-store or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. BlackBerry pricing between $19.99 and $199.99 after up to $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
In Nashville, there's the Parthenon, the Opry, and George Plaster.
We could only fit one of those institutions inside the studio.
George Plaster and the Sports Zone weekdays at 3, 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
And we're back with the coach of the Commodore Grill, our final Commodore call-in show of the season. And looking forward to a great trip to South Carolina this weekend to take on a Gamecock team that's hit 72 home runs. So it's another one of those. It's like Auburn and Alabama. They hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of South Carolina's deal. They always have big, strong kids, and they replace the kids, the Darnells of the world and Havens of the world and Smokes of the world last year with some good-sized junior college kids. So that's their game. They're a strong team.
Back to the telephone. Scott in Murfreesboro. Thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Tim Corbin.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, what I was wanting to talk about was I went to high school with one of your former players. He graduated high school in 05. I don't really want to use his name because he didn't really quite make it. And I was just wondering if it was one of those, bad attitude situations or if there was any other circumstances. He was a catcher from Madison, Tennessee. Does that ring any bells? Or I don't really want to use the guy's name, so.
Okay.
That's
a tough one. Is this a test? Let's see.
Okay, well, his first name was Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does that help?
I think a lot of times when you get certain kids in your program, and during that time the NCAA rules would allow you to transfer, which in some ways are good. And the guy you're talking about is a good catcher, and we've caught, he's played against us, but at that point, I felt like his usage would probably be best at a smaller school. I just felt like he wasn't going to get opportunities at our school. So we had a good talk, and I know his parents well and like his parents and like him, and just didn't work out for him at Vanderbilt. So that's really all it is. He's got a good attitude, and he's a good kid. But that was his first year here, so he's having some good success at where he's at right now.
You know, we think about all the times that you're trying to get somebody to come and play for you, but sometimes you have to sit somebody down and say, you know what, it's not going to happen here.
Yeah, it's tougher now, though, because when it doesn't happen here, they've either got to go to a Division II school or a Division III school or an NAIA school. They can't go to Division I anymore unless they sit out a year. So it's much more difficult. And, there's mistakes made. There's mistakes made by the kids, and there's mistakes made by the coaches, and that's unfortunate. And that's the only thing I don't like about the transfer rule, when it doesn't work out for a young man. But the thing that supersedes the baseball field is the loss of education at a school like Vanderbilt. And that's what you have to think of. If a kid's not going to make it baseball-wise, we want him to have the opportunity to finish his degree here. And, we've had a couple kids that have gone to transfer to smaller schools to play but have come back and gotten their education in Vanderbilt, and I'm happy with that. I think that works out well.
Back to the telephones. Vandy Lance, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Tim Corbin.
Joe, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to apologize for not being there this weekend, but trust me, Joe, I've never had more fun by myself listening with all the passion I had listening to you on the radio and us spanking Mississippi State. I did call the principal's office this morning and coach and cleared my lame excuse to Coach Corbin this morning, which I'm definitely not going to get into. But I wanted people to realize if you're 35 and under, I guess you're spoiled with winning baseball at Vanderbilt. But us older people can tell you, Joe, how many times have we beat Mississippi State in a row? is it 9? Something like
right,
that.
Right now it's 7.
It's 7? Well, mm-hmm. This is a – people don't realize baseball at Mississippi State is their sport. They created all these big stadiums. They brought all this tradition, them and LSU, and brought all these big stadiums and tradition into this league. That's a very proud program down in Mississippi State. And Coach Cohen, who hates my guts, but he's got to stand in line, is going to have them back. He recruits good. But I just want people to realize how good Vanderbilt University has gotten in this sport, in this program. And once again, I got to scratch his back. Tim Corbin is the reason, ladies and gentlemen. The best coaching staff in the country, bar none. And I want him to realize that. And, Coach, like I told you before, I might not have been there this past weekend, but ever since you've come aboard, I've got 2 weeks in June that I'll take till I die, because we have to take our vacation to UPS in a year in advance to go to that College World Series. And I'm not going to go without you, so you got to get me there. And one more thing before I get off, the little Brian Harris, my little six-pack, bless his heart. You ain't got to be big to play this sport sometimes, and I'm always proud of all of them, Coach, but when the locals do it like you, I mean, he hardly had to change addresses to come play at Vanderbilt,
yeah.
And I just appreciate that, and I want the boys and the coaching staff and Vanderbilt to know how much I love it and appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call. Go Vanderbilt.
Yeah, thanks as always, Lance. I appreciate the call and your passion, too, because it's seen as it is with a lot of your friends as well. But Brian Harris is a great story. I mean, the Harris family had a very difficult year last mm-hmm. year. And Robert, his dad, who played at Vanderbilt as well, you know, they lost Kay, who was a friend to, you know, many people besides our baseball program. And so the boys, and I'm talking about Andrew, too, because Andrew's a freshman
yep.
right now on our team, but they had a tough year, and just to see Brian doing what he's doing, it's a good story, because not only is he playing for us, but he's playing at a very high level for us and has a lot to do with why we're successful right now. So, yeah, I'm just happy for the family and happy for him.
Let me get one more in here before the break. Ralph in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with the coach.
Hey, guys, I hate to follow Vandy Lamp. That's a tough one to follow.
You can do it.
Joe, I just want to say to you, I echo what Vandy Lance said. When we're on the road, I'm listening to you on the radio. I tell you, we love listening to you in football and basketball, but baseball, nobody does it as good as you do, I got to tell you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And then for Coach, or maybe for Joe, maybe you both know the answer to this. Everybody in our section, we have been staring at those green boxes on top of the dugout all year. And no one can guess. I mean, we don't even have a clue. We haven't even had an educated guess as to what they could be.
Can you guys clear up
what those green boxes are? Because I'll be a hero in my section if we can get that cleared up.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And this goes back to Carter Hawkins, who played for us. He was a freshman in 2004, and he sent me an email before yesterday's game and mentioned the similarities between the 2004 team and the 2009 team right now. Carter did not play that much here at Vanderbilt, and now is working with the Cleveland Indians. He will be a general manager very soon. Trust me when I tell you that, because he's a sharp kid. But when he got done with his education here, his dad, mom, and he, and this is a kid who didn't play now,
right,
donated a camera system that was very, very expensive, and that's all I'll say.
State of the art.
It's the best I've ever seen. You know, I think Southern Cal is the only other school that has it. Well, those green boxes on either dugout, there's another box up in the press box, and there's also a lamp-like fixture in center field. Those are 6 cameras that take shots of our game from all angles so we can teach. And those angles all go up into our office where we can sit down with the kids and watch film from 6 different angles. So in those boxes on the dugout, there's one camera pointed at the pitcher and there's one camera pointed at the hitter. And it's just a great situation for us and a great teaching tool given to us by the Hawkins family.
We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up with the coach right after this.
creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics, to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores received. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
My name is Matt Garrett, and I make really, really big checks for a living. You know, making big checks for a living makes me really popular with the ladies. They all say, Matt, I wish I could find a man like you that makes really big checks. Well, I have to remind them that I don't make the really big checks for myself. I make them for all the people who are winning by playing the Tennessee Lottery. There's an average of over $1.5 million won every day. That's who I make the big checks for, ladies. That kind of makes them lose interest. Anyway, play the Tennessee Lottery today, and you could win one of my really, really big checks, too.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you doing?
It's called Pilates. I like to do it before big client meetings, to relax.
But, ma'am, this is an airport, and you're in the middle of the line to check in.
Oh, I'm fine. I just thought since I'm waiting here, why not multitask?
Isn't the pantsuit restricting?
It's actually 2% Lycra.
Ooh.
Change is saving time for all your pre-business meeting rituals thanks to Delta's online check-in, mobile check-in, and kiosk. Delta.com has it all. Fast forward your travel at Delta.com.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm reaching my arm into a cooler. I'm trying to find that really cold Coke. It's the very last Coke. The one at the bottom. The one buried in ice for hours. The Neolithic Iceman Coke. The one that's 2 degrees away from a Coke slushie. The one that...
Freak it! Freak that cold! Crimey, I can't feel my arm! Somebody poured into my mouth!
The Coke side of life.
Shimmer me, shimmer!
The shirts for your kid's soccer team, the ball caps for your business, and the coffee mugs for your church may all have different names on them, yet they can have one name in common, Brand Centric. We offer you a whole range of promotional products for whatever you need, from sports teams to fundraising or marketing programs to your company store. Brand Centric is a Somme Group company, locally owned, widely trusted. Give us a call at 615-786-0673 and let Brand Centric take care of the rest.
Out of town, hear Mark, Frank, and Kevin online. The Wake Up Zone, online at 1045thezone.com.
The Commodore's upcoming schedule presented by Delta with online check-in at Delta.com. You can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance, print your boarding pass, check flight status, visit Delta.com to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. It starts Friday night in Columbia, South Carolina, 6 o'clock Central Time, first pitch, Commodores and the Gamecocks. And then on Saturday, another night game, a rare Saturday evening game, another 6 o'clock start. And then Sunday, a start at 12:30 Central Time. You just heard from somebody rather interesting.
Well, while I was on the air, Price texted me, and he said, make sure you tell everyone on the air how much you miss me. So I guess that's what I'm saying.
And you do.
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Two road weekends coming up, South Carolina and Georgia. And then the home weekend finale against Tennessee. A lot going on that weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. That's a senior weekend for us, too, on Saturday. We go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But Saturday is before the game. We'll introduce the two seniors, Johnny White and Nick Cristiani. Then after the game, what we want to do is we want to invite all the season ticket holders who have supported us all season. And what they'll be able to do is come onto the field for about 30 minutes and play catch. All they need to do is bring their glove. We'll supply the balls for them, but they'll line up after the game in the lot 71 right behind right field, and they'll come through the right field gate, and it'll just be an opportunity for them to get on the field and hopefully celebrate our opportunity to go into Birmingham.
We'll have more information on that at VUCommodores.com. Gene wanted to know where the stuff in the outfield between innings came from. Did that come from you?
It did. You mean?
Yeah, the loosening up, the calisthenics,
yeah,
or whatever.
Just something. I wanted the kids out of the dugout. If the players were going to go on the field play defense, I wanted everyone else to go out there too and loosen up. So it's something we've done, and some other teams I think have followed our lead that way.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we got a lot of baseball left to play. I appreciate you joining us these last 4 weeks.
I do too, Joe. Thanks for everything you do. Bob, appreciate you too, and all the people who are showing up every week to come here. Thank you for doing
that. We greatly appreciate Yogi, all the folks at the Commodore Grill. Certainly come out and see them. And big weekend coming up, the Commodores against South Carolina. We'll see you starting on Friday night from Columbia. Stay tuned. Overtime's next here on 104.5 The Zone.